10. International Trade. Come on, TTIP. Mr. Obama's plan for a transatlantic trade and investment partnership would reduce trade barriers with the European Union. Trade in goods and services between the two economic giants amounts to nearly $1 trillion each year, and total bilateral investment between them to nearly $4 trillion. Getting rid of remaining tariffs could raise Europe's GDP by around 0.4% and America's by a percentage point. Ditching even half of today's non-tariff barriers could boost GDP in both places by 3%. Nowadays, few politicians oppose free trade per se. The excuse for failing to lower barriers is that, whereas opening up is desirable, it is simply not practical at the moment. Transatlantic tariffs are already low, less than 3% on average. The lobbies are as powerful as ever. Farmers will block anything. A battle over subsidies to two plane makers, Boeing and Airbus, could yet erupt into outright trade war. Some of the most stubbornly resistant lobbies have been giving ground. The EU recently opened its market to imports of live pigs and certain types of treated beef from America, suggesting that it may at last be possible to make progress on trade in genetically modified products. And other powerful groups should get behind the deal, especially when it comes to common rules and standards. A single TTIP test for new drugs would be a massive boon for pharmaceutical firms. Agreed standards for electric cars would create a vast market, as well as huge demand for accompanying infrastructure. Think how Amazon and Google could gain from looser rules on cross-border flows of information in Europe. And think how Europe's economies, now being destroyed by austerity measures, could gain from more demand from abroad. More jobs, more investment, more growth. The only reason for business not to throw everything it has behind TTIP would be if there were a bigger global trade pact on offer. Sadly, there is not. Done properly, a US-EU deal could even create a bit of momentum for other pacts, including agreements with Asian trading partners. And that potentially might lead to a new round of global trade talks.